Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic, and I'm Maya Palacio. 76% of the Cedar Bridge Academy staff were absent on October the 30th. Cedar Bridge Academy was closed on Wednesday, October 30th, when 59 of Cedar Bridge's 77 staff members did not show up. The Ministry of Education was forced to announce the closure of CBA due to an unusually high number of teachers and paraeducator absences. The majority of the absences are uncertified sick leave absences, alongside with two approved absences and one absence for a staff member attending to a sick child. The CBA board chair and principal have been holding biweekly meetings with representatives from the Bermuda Union of Teachers to address the CBA educators' concerns and implement agreed-upon solutions. The next meeting was scheduled for October 30th at 4 p.m., as confirmed by Cedar Bridge Principal Caesar with Bermuda Union of Teachers CBA representative Mr. John Virgil. The ministry says that they are unaware of any unresolved issues that would have prompted today's action, and no concerns have been raised with the principal regarding the scheduled back-to-school night for parents on October 30th. As for the students, while they have been provided assignments and can access additional material on Google Classroom, the school's administration is conducting checks to ensure assignments are posted and accessible to minimize any disruption to student learning during this time. Now, the ministry says, in line with the provisions of their collective bargaining agreement, they will be enforcing the policies related to uncertified sick leave and are committed to continuing open communication to address any further concerns raised by the union. Now, the public may recall that earlier this month, there was an emergency meeting that was called by the staff at Cedar Bridge Academy over a lack of teachers recruited to deliver its signature learning programs, and a vote of no confidence against the school's principal was also planned in relation to that matter. In other news, the island has now been informed of the sad passing of Senator Leslie Robinson. Recently, the minister, Owen Darrell, said, quote, "Senator Leslie embraced public service with unmatched dedication, bringing the same integrity and passion that defined her private sector career. She gave selflessly to our community, and her legacy of leadership will continue to inspire all of us who follow in her footsteps. Her contributions to Bermuda's financial and insurance sectors were significant, leaving an indelible mark on those industries. Moreover, her dedication to education positively shaped countless careers, ensuring that her influence will endure for generations to come. Senator Leslie's legacy of professionalism, generosity, and kindness will never be forgotten." And in your sports-related news coming from Island Stats, the Bermuda Bicycle Association has announced a strong team of athletes to represent the island at the upcoming Caribbean Road Cycling Championships in Guyana. Bermuda's delegation features a blend of seasoned veterans and rising talent. Caden Hopkins, Connor White, and Olympian Tyler Smith will contest the elite men's division, while Nick Narraway will represent Bermuda in the under-23 men's category. Gabriella Arnold will be Bermuda's sole representative in the elite women's division. The team will be supported on-site by Peter Dunn, president of the Bermuda Bicycle Association, and Darren Glassford, who will provide logistical and technical expertise. And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda.